used to weigh 300 pounds. Blood pressure at a kettle sound. Had to do something, do it fast. Never know how long excess will last. My favorite doctor had 23 flavors, but that guy never did me no favors. Got an offer that I couldn't refuse. Goodbye soda pop is in the news. Fizzy fizzy hitting the road. I didn't want to let you go. Soda pop we had sometimes. No longer can I take your carbohydrate crime. Now you see it in the news. Tax the soda and remove abuse. Trust me now, you'll feel much better after the headache is gone forever. I don't know about adding taxes, but wake up, smell what the fax is. One small change in your life now can wear goodbye to bloated town. Fizzy, fizzy, hitting the road. I didn't want to let you go. Soda pop we had sometimes. No longer can I take your carbohydrate crimes. Adding a tax is theorized to accomplish two things: making people healthier, curbing health costs. Did you know that you get over half your daily allowance of sugar in a single soda? It translates to making people just obese. I know, I was there. I used to drink over 100 ounces of soda a day, and I felt horrible all the time. I got some motivation from someone to quit, and it was the most positive thing in my life. After a few months, I lost 50 pounds, and quitting soda is all that I did. And I don't think the government should add more taxes, but I do think we need to wake up and realize we're addicted to bad stuff, whether it is money or drugs or food or soda. Everyone is just as bad as the next. Fizzy, fizzy. Sometimes no longer can I take your carbohydrate crime.